And the DRC, it's been going to one of the biggest genocides after World War One. So this is very imperative that the Biden administration to grant TPS to Congolese descendants living in the D.C. area. I mean, we have the wars been going. If you look at it, we had all the disaster condition back in the DRC. And I think if they grant the TPS to the Congolese people, that will be a great cause to help the Congolese people living here with having a problem with their immigration status.
And as you point out, Congress created TPS as a mechanism to provide humanitarian relief to those who cannot or should not be returned when there's these types of dangerous conditions. But can you just tell me a little bit of what kind of the dangerous conditions your people are facing at home?
Absolutely, Carol. I mean, as you can see, right now, DRC has been involved in the deadliest war in the east part of the Congo, the genocide. And so many lives have been taken as a result of this war. And Phil, we know that, you know, if our people go back home right now, the country is not so safe. And also, we have a disaster environment in the part of Congo. So when you factor all these, and we see that it's very unsafe right now for Congolese to go back to DRC right now.
You're the president of the Congolese community of Washington Metropolitan. How many people from Congo are just living right here in this area, in the DMV, which is Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia?
Oh, I would say it's more than 2,000 people, Congolese right now who are having issue with the immigration status. But overall, if we say just all the Congolese, it's more than 5,000, you know, Congolese living in the DMV area.
That's a lot. And so you're saying is right now it's just not safe for Congolese people to return home for whatever reason. It's not safe right now.
No, it's not safe right now, especially in the eastern part of the DRC. It's not safe. Just traveling and all the news that we are getting from that part of the country, it's very, you know, very scary. You know, every time we wake up and you get this news, I mean, you just say, oh, my gosh, so many lives have been lost.
Do you know people yourself, like in your own family, that are facing that kind of danger?
Not in my immediate family, but I have friends who have talked to me about this issue, and they have played the case here in the United States. But personally, in my immediate family, I don't have anybody that I can pinpoint right now. But if I look at my extended family, yes, for sure, yeah.
So if Congolese people get the TPS, what does it mean? What happens then?
I mean, if once we get the TPS, it's going to pave the way for the work permit. And it's going to keep the family together here, you know, when it comes to deportation. So there's so many benefits that, you know, we once we get this status approved to us.